Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Redala Podcast Show. When up is down and a down is up, when your half of glass looks like a half in the cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow, go with the flow. Hey, go with the flow, go with the flow, baby. Now if you're tired of the mad games everybody seems to play, well, it's a life lesson, cause that game is here to stay.
Don't be worried, everybody. Everything is going great. I'm hoping everybody having a really happy new year. Happy brand new year. Even though it's 2 months old already. February, March is right around the corner. Baltimore didn't get no kind of winter at all. I'm sick of it. Can't wait to get out of this state and move into a state that do get winter, snow, and spring, and fall. You know, I want to move to a state that still gets snow and had that nice Christmas smell, snow smell, and everything. You know, so all of y'all in Maryland, do y'all like snow? Do you really? Or you just want it 100 degrees all the time, 98 degrees, 89 degrees. Some people can't function in that kind of weather, you know? Just too doggone hot for that kind of weather, you know? I know some of y'all don't like driving in the snow and stuff like that. Big deal. If you're a good driver and a safe driver, you shouldn't have no problem. So, we didn't get no kind of winter this year. Yeah, it got really cold up to the 29. Maybe got really cold one week when it went down to the 22, 19. So what? No snow, though. No snow. And it's just so disappointing, you know? And then soon the weather breaks between President Day, between Martin Luther King birthday and President Day. That's when we get the good snow. Used to, anyway. Before, we used to get it right there in December, you know? So we can have a nice little brew, everybody get in the mood for Christmas and all. Don't do that no more. December, this is kept getting hot. 78, 60, 50. Ain't no winter no more. Not here in Maryland. Some people, oh, I don't want no snow. Oh, crying like a baby. Then it would get too hot. Oh, we need rain. You know? Snow is good for the environment. You know? Ask scientists what snow do. Because I ain't telling you. I ain't getting into it. Y'all wish for it so it didn't happen. You know? That's why everything's so messed up. If you know what snow do, the water from the sky comes down where we at is freezing, turned into snowflakes, hit the ground, the water sinks into the ground, you know, So, we ain't had nothing. All we had is rain. So sick of rain. I don't know what to do. Then it goes up, 47. Then it goes up, 58. I mean, some people probably in the north had a good time. No? Had a good time going out in the snow and everything. Yeah, you're supposed to get the winter sick. Stuffy nose and everything. You go out in the snow and have a snow battle and everything. Then you put it, lay down, to go run to your mom and dad and everything. Or run to my wife and husband. Out there playing with the snow with the kids. We don't get that no more. But we don't get it no more. I don't know why. I just don't know why. We don't get it no more. I sure do miss it, though. I do. I mean, see the snow on the trees and all, and just having that great day, you know? So, I don't know how many of y'all wish for snow, how many of y'all didn't want snow, how many of y'all start crying because y'all had to drive in the snow, but I don't understand. Don't understand y'all people. No, just don't understand. And I'm gone for a couple days because I had to shake this cold. And seeing like I still got it, you know. Going to have some new episodes when I can get up, okay? When I feel like it, you know? Everything going well with me. I mean, it's way better than last year. So I'm going to get off the snow start. And I just hope all the bad things in y'all life that happened last year and this year, everything's going well. Because the reason everything going well for me, I start talking to God and more and more. Because last year, at the beginning of this last year, right about this time, I was going to hell. Me and my family, my aunt, my cousin, Nana. We was going to hell. And we didn't even know what yet to come. With that child, that boy of mine, named Michael Messina Whitlock. And it was just the good things was happening because I was finding my son, Donald, and found Jessica and found Maya. And then right after that, everything just went to pieces. You know? All the time. You know? But y'all know the story. You know? And I'd just like to say, I promise y'all, whoever prayed for me, God listen, because it's doing good. I'm doing really good. After that stay in the hospital, that scary day in September, and I had to stay out for a while, and then my leg, I had to lose all my vacation because the stupid leg, I had a large ankle, swollen ankle, That started in July, and then the arm, September, had to go to be in the hospital. Then after that, I got my short-term disability. Made a mistake and paid $500 on speed. I couldn't wait for 2022 end. Don't get me wrong, it was a good year, and I'm glad that I felt all my kids and everything. It was a kind of upside-down year. It wasn't bad like the years. It was some bad years that I had, worse than 2022. No, so I don't put 2022 in the real bad category, because 2013 and 2014 and 2010, 2011, those were the dark years. I mean, so it wasn't start when things started turning around until I started doing this show. And then people start listening here in Baltimore and across the country. And I had people in California listening to me. I don't know what my promoters is doing and now. They had people up listening to me in California and stuff. But Wyoming, and Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Maryland, and New York. Yeah, I got y'all right now, right on the map, and I'm speak. I mean, y'all can't see it. It's only for podcasters who do the podcast show to see the people that listen to their show in the States. So Wyoming, Texas, Maryland, New York, all of y'all up there, and hopefully I'll be getting some more. So, know anybody in those states, California, Nevada, and Utah, Arizona, tell them to listen to the show, okay? I asked my audience for help with the show, okay? So, just try to help with the show. I mean, I love y'all guys. And really thank y'all so much. And the people overseas, Pakistan and all the other countries that's listening. I ain't forget about y'all guys. Love y'all guys overseas. Y'all my brothers and sisters too. Okay? This is because I'm American and my government is fighting with y'all or whatever. Don't mean I have to fight with y'all. In my eyes, in God's eyes, y'all my brothers and sisters, okay? That's the way I look at it. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Mexican or wherever. Just go to the Bible. Trust in God. He would tell you what I mean when I say you're my brother and sister, okay? In his eyes. Read that path. Find that paragraph. No. So, love y'all overseas.
It's Friday afternoon.
Thank you for listening to me.
With your Alexa routine. And hope you have a good one.
Don't matter where we at in the world, okay? Just pray for the world. Just pray that the war will stop. Russia will stop attacking Ukraine. Just pray for those people. And it's going to end. It's going to end. And for all the people in Ukraine, I'm praying for y'all guys, okay? I don't know none of y'all. I don't have nobody in Ukraine. But I know y'all are my brothers and sisters through the good Lord's eyes. And that's my reason that I want to pray for you, okay? And I will, okay? And just keep your faith, okay? Things gonna get better, okay? Remember that song? The American song? I mean, who sings that song? Anybody know who sings that song? He's coming back, like he said he would. I think it's Al Green, one of those great artists. But purchase that song. Purchase that American song. He's coming back, like he said he would. Okay? That song gonna make you feel real good. And it's gonna give you a lot of hope. Keep that Bible close and just keep your prayers close. Pray for your loved ones and everyone. Not only people across the country, across seas. I'm talking about the people in the United States too. Okay? The ones that are listening to the show and all. And the ones who are going to be listening to the show. You know, this life ain't promised, okay? This is not our world. Okay? But we just here for a short time. Okay? That's what the Lord said. We only here for a short time. And we got to look out for each other. Especially nowadays. We shoot each other. We bag each other. We hurt each other. We just do evil things to each other. All the nasty divorces and the inner city crime and just all of that. One day, it will be gone. It will be gone. No sorrow, no property, no all of those ugly things. This microphone, this stupid computers, stupid TV, stupid Xbox, all belong to the earth. You know, God said, don't love the things of the earth, of the world. Love me. And that's what I'm doing. I like playing with my Xbox because it keeps my mind off of other things. But I do have God on my mind. I love him. He know that I like the things. He know I like doing this podcast and writing my books and all. That's why he provide the people like Henry and Richcroft, so on, to make sure things stay at a level where he want for me. You know? So That's the way I see it. You know, he picked good people right in the center to make sure I get where he want me to be. But I'm not there yet, cause still gotta get my driver license. I still gotta get a new apartment. Still gotta keep money in the bank. You know. Now, a lot of people have trouble saving money, but I'm going to do it. You know, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time that I'm going to do it, and when I do it, I'm going to have so much money in the bank. I'm going to get tired of seeing the money. I believe that, and it's going to happen sometime around this year, next year, or the year after. Maybe both. All three. Because I got people who listening to me, praying for me. Got people who work with me, praying for me. Got my family praying for me. I know it's going to happen. So many. And I can say some of the people at work, too. Got to turn the other cheek sometimes. When some people, when they blah blah. But just keep my head up, keep my chest up, and just do my job. The job that I was signed to do. You know? I'm gonna make it through. You know? I had this cold, trying to shake this cold, finally shaking it off. You know? And probably, I don't know. I think I was a little short on my rent, but now, since the person that owned this property, I ain't gonna call him a landlord, the person that owned the property, he raised the rent, so where I can't afford it, over my check, you know. Now, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna get it $150 to Tim, I mean not Tim, Henry. Put that $150 in the envelope, call Henry up and say, hold this, I won't be short no more. No. And then when I get paid at the end of the month, that $800, put it up with that $50, then I'll have another $100 sitting there. And all I have to do is give him another $100 or another $50. It'll be $150. And if I'm short, all he has to do is add it on to it. See? That's why Henry is still, that's why God still got Henry working with me. So, and he just take that, Henry just take that up to the lamp, to the person to own the prop, own this property. And don't get me wrong, don't hate the landlord, but he's the kind of person that don't take care of his property, and there's a lot of stuff in here need to be fixed and redone. And the time when I was sick, he didn't have no sorrow for me. You know, he just wanted his money and all stuff. And I'm just gonna say it like it is, like I feel like it was, you know. And he couldn't wait for that short-term disability to be approved, and I got it. And he couldn't wait for it. That's, y'all know what kind of landlords I'm talking about. Y'all know those landlords. I'm sure y'all come across them in your lifetime. Or going to come across them in your lifetime. And if you do, run. Because those kind of landlords do not take care of their property. But everything else is going well. And got me a new iPhone. Just got to get it cut on. I don't know what to do. I'm going to call SafeLink, the people that I got it from. I'm going to ask them, can they send me a SIM card or something? But the main thing, I got an iPhone. I got an iPhone, guys. I finally got one. All I need to do is turn it on. But I'm staying with Metro, too. Because all my accounts and family and everybody know that number. So I'm going to go get to Metro PCS and get another phone from them. That way I'll have two phones, you know, and a house phone. So, hey, you know, just have to live it up, you know. Pay it up. But finally accomplished that iPhone. Finally accomplished that Xbox X. Went from Xbox One from Xbox X. And got an iPhone. Got a Mac computer. Now I only have to do get a Mac notebook. Two Mac notebooks. So I can retire these laptops. And by March, I'm going to say this again. By March, I'm going to have a 58 to a 60-inch TV. Yeah. Told you, people was praying for me, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Finally get rid of this little TV that Tim picked out. Little tiny Tim TV. You know? Not good for games or movies. You know, then I'm gonna get me a sound bar, and I'm just gonna blow it away like I'm in a movie theater. You know, I'm just gonna blow it away. You know, with the games and of course Star Trek. You know, I mean Picard was really good. We're gonna get into that, but Picard was really really good. I can't wait to see the 9 episodes left, you know. But it was really, really good, guys. It was good. But once again, I'd like to say congratulations to Kansas City. Keep your head up, Eagles. You're going to get it next year, you know. And Orioles, here we go. Can you take us to the World Series? Hey, like I said on the sport talk show that I was riding in the truck with Henry, they was talking about the Orioles hadn't signed their contract for the stadium and all, and they was all talking about the Orioles might move and all. They said it's not a possibility and everything. But can y'all imagine living here without the Baltimore Orioles? First they took the Colts away, then the Baltimore Orioles. We built them a stadium, a beautiful stadium. The stadium is still one of the best known stadiums in the world. We still get compliment around magazines and all how beautiful that stadium is. And it is a good, great stadium. Just walk through it. I mean, excluding when game time. Opening day. Go to opening day and just walk through that stadium. I mean, it's a beautiful ballpark, man. You can go right in there. It's like the old days meet the new days. And when they built that in 1991, it was the head of its time. I'm serious. That ballpark, Cannon Yards, was ahead of its time. And it got some really good reviews. I mean, people really liked that ballpark. Even some of the other teams loved to play there. I mean, it was nice and comfortable for the visiting teams. When they first came there and visited the ballpark and all, They really liked it, you know, and they're still waiting for us to go to the World Series in that ballpark. We did it in Memorial Stadium. I'm just waiting to see this team take us to the World Series. I don't care if they win or not. Take us there. Just take us there. I'm a Dodgers fan, but I do want to see the Orioles go to the World Series. I do. I mean, this for the little kids who still love the birds and all. You know, before something happen and they decided to move the team to another state, you know, then they wind up winning in another state. I'm just hoping the mayor and the governor get things together with the Orioles. Whatever's going on, I hope they work something out. So, the mayor office and the governor office, as you listen to this show, do your best to work something out with the Orioles and the people who own the Orioles, okay? Don't let this team leave. There's too many little kids love going to the ballpark with that kid, that my father. I never had that chance with my two sons. Because they took that away from me. The Art of Baltimore and Candy and a lot of other people took that away from me. And I never got a chance to take my two sons to the ballpark like I wanted to. Always deadbeat jobs and so on and all, you know, and it was something that I would love to do. Did, you know. They all grown up and up their mother's tail now, so, and so far in the past, and angry of the past, it's no trying to fix that, you know. I mean, last year I tried to. I mean, I was so happy to see all five of them together, and I had so many things that I wanted to do, and the ballpark was one of them, you know. And who said you can't catch up on old things that you miss? No, who said that? I just want to know who said that. Me. And enjoy the things that you miss. Try to make up. And you can. I mean, the past is the past. And nothing you can do about what happened there. But you can build another future. And make that future better. And keep that dawn, that darkness future away. You know? And that's what I try to do. Rise a new dawn and try to do things. But things went south. And but I'm just hoping y'all Baltimore people, I mean, the good Baltimore people, the ones who don't stand on the corner and shoot people and all that, the ones who go to the games and stuff like that, y'all know, the good African-American people and the good Caucasian people who work for their money and take their kids to the ball games and all, you know, y'all, I'm talking to y'all, and pay your bills, pay your mortgage and all that, and then y'all go to the ball games and all, y'all people, okay, I fall right in that category, you know, with y'all. I don't care what people say about me, you know, just shake it off, you know. This, they ever build a time machine, I'm going to try to get in that time machine, and I'm definitely going to try to change some things. If in my lifetime they build, ever build a time machine, you know. But till then, just gotta carry on, you know. Just like some of y'all, I mean, some of y'all live a similar life like me, you know. Some of y'all dads regret what y'all did and all. I know, and I regret it a lot, you know. Your kids don't want to talk to you, and you don't know what to do. I mean, you did your best. I mean, to say in the military or police officers that had to be away from the family a lot. You know, you don't want to go like the homicide detectives and military people who call on first notice. The wife already know what your line of work is when she signed on to marry you. When you had kids, you try to be there. But when that phone ring, you have to be committed to that job too, you know. And some wives don't understand that, you know. But they marry you, they know what your life is, and they know what your work is. You know, understand what I'm saying? And it don't have to be police officers either. You could work at Goodwill Fort Meade. And, you know, you gotta take the bus home. Bus breaks down. Bus be late. Train breaks down. You come home. You know, get downtown. Sometimes you don't get downtown until 4:30. Then the bus trains never come. They always run on one track. be standing there for hours waiting for the next train. No, then you wait for the next bus, all be crowded and everything, with kids on it and all. That's what I had to go through. And that's what some other people had to go through. You know? And then get home late, and then all hell break loose. She don't know what the heck you've been through, but she just, you know, consume. You did this, you did that. You know, I mean, then you get accused of this, and then you get accused of that. I mean, this crazy, 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 crazy. But as we move on, as I move on, I don't know, y'all move on. Sometimes things get better, and those relationships with your children change sometimes. And sometimes those guys, the fathers are lucky. And finally, they're being accepted again in their lives. Because the kids found out what really went down. You know. And, you know. Just trying to push the thing, you know, and but if you're a strong guy and you just say to yourself, everything happened for a reason. And you just keep going, even though your kids never talk to you again. And you just keep your head up and keep going. You know you ain't do nothing wrong. You know that you got out that bigot and went to work. So on. Even, I'm talking about the girls too. The ladies. Sometimes it happened to the moms too. Kids turned their backs against them. And you know you're a good mother. You know, you did everything you could, you know. And it, sometimes it's the man's fault, and you try to do everything to save the marriage, and you can't take no more. And the kid's mad at you, and, you know, now they talking to dad, not mom, and all. I mean, these things do happen. And just keep your head up, people. You know, keep your head up. And I hate to make y'all think about these things and all. I do. But these are just some of the things I be thinking about. You know. And gotta get off my chest. And I know I'm not alone in this world of being a great husband and great father and have everything taken away from you. You know, having all that stuff put in your face and know that's not you. You know, and I mean, don't say, I can't say it hurt, it don't hurt, because it do hurt. I mean, yeah, I'm a man, but it do hurt. And I know I'm not alone in the world or in the country with this feeling or this experience. But that's just the things that we have to go through in life. And like I say, everything happened for a reason. It's God's plan. You know, and maybe one day, you know, I mean, they do call me and everything, Jessica do, but I just don't want to get involved, you know. I mean, I just don't want to get involved. It's just too close to 2022. And just get involved with that mess. And I mean, I love them. I'm hoping they're doing good. I love my little grandson. You know, love all of them. Even though they probably don't believe it. Every last one of them. But what can I do? They grown. They got to make their own decisions. I just hope in life they make the right decision. Ashley was the only one who graduated out of the kids. You know? And so proud of her. She had her graduation gown on and just graduated, you know? I don't know about Maya or Jessica or Donald or Michael. I don't know what kind of foolishness they candy pill in their mind about school, you know. This. And I hope they hear this. I hope they find this and hear this. Because I'm not going to stop loving them. But it is what it is. This is the way I want it. This is where I'm going to have it. You know? And until you learn that you can't have everything you want, and you got to be punished for the things you do. For the wrong things you do, you got to be punished for it. You know? I'm going to write my third book and work on the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh book. You know? Still at my job. Still at this rackety apartment. But it's a roof over my head. I got money so I can get eat. Pay my bills. That means I'm blessed. You know? I don't see things as a bad. But I do see it as a good. Thank God I got a roof over my head. Even though the situation ain't that good, but got a roof over my head. Got a job so I can pay the bills so I keep the roof over my head. You know? So, just leave it to the audience. Who was raised right and who was raised wrong? I was taught you gotta pay your way into life. And the other parent, oh, I wish I would have met y'all when I was living with them. It's all good though. And the reason I keep saying it's all good, because God is good. It's all good. And like I said, I'm not in this boat by myself. There's parents out there that's hurt. They been through a lot. And just going through a lot like that is just gonna eat you up inside, you know? And I don't know what kind of experience y'all went through. I'm just telling you about the experience I'm going. And I'm up in my elevator. Elevating way up there. I'm going to get to the next level of my mountain. And one day, I'm going to be sitting up on top of my mountain. Because people like y'all go buy my books on Amazon, you know, and make it happen. I'm not trying to be rich, nothing like that. I'm just trying to be wealthy, to pay my way, you know. And maybe have a nice book catalog to pass down to the kids, to my grandson. And like I said, pass that catalog down. Maybe Hollywood would turn their head, look at that catalog, and might make a TV show or a movie out of one of those books. And my kids would have the rights to it, you know? So I am leaving a legacy behind for them. I'm leaving something behind for them. No, I'm not going to give up on them. I'm 53. I'm just not going to give up on them. And I got to leave something for them behind. And only thing I know, I love telling stories. So, write books. You know? And that's the bottom line, people. I don't know what's going on in the news lately, but I hope that this weather balloon thing is over. You know, remember last week about the balloon? I let y'all listen to tapes and stuff, but I hope the balloon thing is over with now. You know, and it was just ridiculous, all the things that Fox News were talking about with the balloon thing. And then Joe Biden documents they found, I guess, at his house or somewhere. Then Fox News is going to say, won't you look into Obama? No, see what Obama been out the White House for, like, what? Long time? You gonna go start messing with him again? That man and his wife will hopefully sue Fox News until they rocking in hell. Don't mess with the greatest president ever. Okay? He did his job. He brought the economy back to where it was. He did his job. You know? When things were sinking, he went right in there for 8 years. He brought us back. Bush, like Republicans, just messed the little things up. But he went right in there and straightened it back up. When the worst president in the whole history of presidency in the United States, the most worst president I ever known. I ain't know the ones in the 40s and early 60s, JFK. I know he was a great president. I know Abraham Lincoln was a great president. But the ones that kept slavery going and had slaves, Donald Trump fall right in that cabinet. And he was just one of the worst presidents ever. The worst ever. I didn't know the ones in the 1700s and 1800s. The 1920s, 30s, you know. Maybe Roosevelt was pretty good. Who knows? JFK was good. I think Carter was good. I don't really know that much about him. Ronald Reagan, give him a couple of Johnny Beans. He'll start talking good things. But Clinton, when he messed up in the White House, my trust fell with him when he cheated on his wife and all. You know, so he's like a 75. He wasn't 100, but when he did that, 75. And then he lied about it. But he was kind of a good president. I mean, I like when he goes on Arsenio Hall and plays his jazz and everything. You know, he was a pretty good, cool president. Now, Bush, he stood his ground. He really stood as president when 9/11 came. He showed what a president, no matter whether they were Democrat or Republican, would do when you mess with the United States. That's one thing I like about him. He stood up there and told them, the people who knocked down these buildings gonna answer very soon. And that's what I liked about him. Any president would have said that, whether they were Democrat or Republican. And I don't want to get into all the politics and why, and all the spread of story, the rumors of why the buildings were knocked down. Just don't want to get into that. But as far as Katrina, he didn't do a really good job on Katrina. He could have did a way better job on Katrina. You know, a lot of people will agree with me with that. But I don't know. I don't know y'all feelings about Bush. But between Bush and Trump, I'd rather have Bush. I'd rather have his father and him. Good God Almighty. So that's what I'm saying. So Bush is kind of get like a 70 in my book. Clinton gets like 75. But Hillary Clinton would have ran and won. She would definitely get over 100. Because she would be one of the first women presidents. I was hoping that she would win. But they stole that election from her. No. That's all I'm going to get into that. They stole that election from her. And picked up the most worst president I ever seen in my life. Or ever seen in the United States. In command. And he did damage. He split this country up. You open evil worms. He said evil things. And he was just so evil, dark, and stupid, and dumb, and crazy. He needed to be in a mental institution instead of being in the White House. But half the Republicans, they need to be in a mental institution too. So, what can you say? No. So, I really don't know if he's going to run again next year, 2024. I don't know. I mean, I don't know about Joe Biden. I really think his health is slinking too. Because I see him on TV. And I really don't think he should be president either. I think his health is sinking. And we just need a good Republican or a good Democrat president. Going to bring this country more greater. Okay? Just need it. Anybody agree with me? Going to care about East Side. Remember our governor? What his name? Who's just left? We need a president like him. Is it going to be Republican? We need a president just like our former governor. If he's going to be Republican. He worked with the Democrats and Republicans here in Maryland. And he was a good president. He was a good governor. Everybody liked him. Hogan. You know? Everybody liked him. I liked him. You know? He really liked the Special Olympics and stuff like that. That's why I liked him a lot. You know? I think it's a story about him visiting in the hospital and the person was in the Special Olympics. But I liked him. And I'm really going to miss him. You know? But what he did with the buses, I didn't like. They had a plan to extend the subway and everything. But maybe he had his reason. Maybe he saw something that didn't look good until we get it right. Then we probably can do it. But who knows? You know? And like I said, he was a good governor. Even though he was a Republican, that's the kind of president we need. Get everyone, each side, the Republicans, Democrats, Independents, at the table, sit them all down and say, either you're going to work together, or you can pack your stuff and you can leave. And that goes with the Speaker of the House too. There will be no more shutting down the government and all that bullcrap. We here for the people. It's time to clean the mess up. Clean the mess up, Washington. Clean your bullcrap up. A lot of Americans is not buying it no more. We tired of it. Democrats, Republicans, Independents. We tired of it. Put you in office to speak for us. Control the rest of the world. Right? Think about that, people. Anybody saw Star Trek? Picard. Yeah. We got a good look at Beverly Crusher. Beverly Crusher. Wow. And the story. Like I said, this could have been a movie, man. This could have been a Star Trek movie. You know? But we got a 10-hour episode movie. Well, we got what we got, you know? And I still say it would have been one of the best Star Trek movies since The Wrath of Khan and The Undiscovered Country. And The Voyage Home. I love The Voyage Home. I just had to say The Voyage Home. I love it. But The Wrath of Khan and Undiscovered Country is one of the fan favorite. But this one, it would have been a movie. I think this would have been one of the fan favorite too. And I really think this would have been everything we need. Everything we need to bring back Star Trek movies. But maybe these episodes might be. Who knows? Who knows what the next Thursday will be? So, if you saw Star Trek Picard, Star Trek fans, I'm just hoping that you liked it. You know? To me, it was good. It was good. I don't know about you. So, that's all I gotta say about that. Discovery is coming. Strange New Worlds are coming. So, we got a lot more Star Trek coming. See you next time on the Quake Whitlock Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you.